latest meeting of Stafford Borough Council's Cabinet. We go to the agenda, which item one, which is the minutes of the meeting on the 10th of April, circulated and published on the 11th of April. Everyone happy to sign the minutes?
Aye.
Thank you. Item number two, apologies.
None received, leader.
Thank you. Item number three, Councillor Question Time.
There are none.
Thank you very much. I'm going to item four, the proposals of the Cabinet members. First one, A, Community Portfolio, Housing Options Funding, Councillor Hood.
Thank you, leader. Good evening, everybody. In December 2024, the government announced homelessness funding was to be increased in 25/26 by £233 million compared to 24/25, bringing the total spend on homelessness and rough sleeping to nearly £1 billion for the coming financial year. Stafford Borough Council's allocation is a total of £731,338. The allocation is to prevent and relieve homelessness, which supports our communities and wellbeing corporate priority. And the funding is made up of the following. The Rough Sleeping Prevention and Recovery Grant funding is £263,153 and is a project by Turning Point, which is made up of 6 units of purpose-designed accommodation with a cover of 7 days a week, 24-hour staffing for rough sleepers with complex needs. Myself and Aidan were very privileged to be invited to have a look round, and it is a really impressive setup with good results, but of course also some challenges. The Rough Sleeper Accommodation Programme funding is £38,953,000 and is a programme run by Wakefield and Housing First Accommodation, with 5 units of dispersed accommodation for rough sleepers in the community, and is supported by House of Bread. The Homeless Prevention Grant funding is £429,232 for staffing the sanctuary scheme, Eagle House supported accommodation uplift, homeless prevention and rough sleeper personalised budgets, also the Carta case management system, a citizens advice specialist housing advice worker, and emergency accommodation repairs and maintenance. Funding is ring-fenced to ensure we can focus on preventing homelessness, as well as funding the provision of temporary accommodation and to continue to establish the changes required through implementation of the Homelessness Reduction Act 2017. In 2024-25, Stafford Borough Council worked with partner agencies to prevent over 1,100 households from becoming homeless. The homelessness and rough sleeper funding is being used to try to help people remain in their properties and reduce the negative impact of homelessness and the financial risks to the council. Recommendations are that the report be noted and permission be given to delegate authority to the head of service in consultation with the cabinet member to agree detailed spending of the homelessness and rough sleeper funding. And I have to take this opportunity to say that Anna Nevin and her team are doing an excellent job with very positive results. Thank you, leader.
Thank you very much, Councillor Hood. Questions, comments? Everyone happy with the recommendations?
Aye.
Okay, move on. Next one is funding for volunteer organisations. Councillor Hood.
Thank you. So here we are again. This has come before Cabinet following a call-in at a previous Community Wellbeing Scrutiny Committee held on the 20th of February. Alterations have been made to the assessment criteria section of this policy. This includes a revised and weighted matrix. The amendment ensures transparency and accountability with funding to the voluntary sector, delivering the greatest impact within the borough. Grant applications will be assessed by a panel of officers from Wellbeing and the Cabinet Member for Communities. Updates on the outcomes of panel decisions and funded projects will be reported to the Community Wellbeing Partnership and included in the annual performance update to the scrutiny panel. Individual bid information will not be shared as it will not be in the public domain. Project monitoring meetings will be held to allow the council to assess whether an organisation satisfies the terms and conditions of the grant and is able to manage their financial and legal responsibilities. Organisations who are allocated funding will be expected to produce an end of year evaluation report which will be reported to the Community Wellbeing Scrutiny Committee each year. We can only give funding based on the merits of what organisations do rather than ring fencing any one organisation. We'll also be able to look at other alternative organisations who request funding. The change to the funding matrix will guarantee we review each application thoroughly. The Cabinet understands the importance of supporting the voluntary sector in the borough and appreciates the role they play. The recommendations are that the Cabinet approves the voluntary community and social enterprise grant policy, noting the changes to the assessment criteria and the funding matrix within the policy, due to the previous call-in to the Community Wellbeing Scrutiny Committee. The Cabinet approves the spend of £130,250, enabling the current grant agreements until March 31st, 2026. And the Cabinet also notes the element of the policy which delegates the decision on allocation of funding to the Head of Wellbeing in consultation with the Cabinet Member for Communities. Thank you, Leader.
Thank you, Councillor Hood. Any comments for Councillor Hood? Okay, everyone happy with the recommendation?
Aye.
Yeah, move on. B, Economic Development and Planning Portfolio. I'm going to move to Stafford Town Centre Regeneration Capital Programme Change. Now, this is a confidential, part confidential report, so I'm going to ask if anybody who's not a member of the committee or an officer of Stafford Borough Council can leave the room, please. Thank you.